You here, buddy, and welcome to. Okay, so just 1 second. Yeah. Welcome to the PSL once again. You did feature for Quetta in the Karachi leg, also now the Abu Dhabi leg. Of course, lots of course for at stake for Quetta, because right now at the bottom of the table, but of course you have got great firepower, including yourself in the team. So what are the plans like, the preparations? Of course, there have been a few challenges, but how do you look forward to now stepping up and maybe bringing Quetta right back in contention?
Yeah, I think first and foremost, it's great to just have the tournament continuing. That was obviously unfortunately that it happened, but that's the days that we're living in right now. So it's just great to be back, part of the PSL. Even in a different country, I've got some good fond memories of Abu Dhabi, because we not too long ago we were here with the IPL as well. And yes, I mean, we find ourselves in a position in the log where we wouldn't like to be. But also that one or two games towards the end of the competition, I felt that we started playing our best cricket. Also, all the teams have changed a lot. So even the teams that are looking strong at the top of the table would have a lot of changes in their teams because of COVID and availability of overseas players. So it's almost like it's a new tournament that's starting on the 9th. I think this is the first game of June. So for us, what's really important is how, unfortunately, we can't start slow. We have to start in a winning way, where we hit the ground running in the first game. And then sport is, it's crazy when you get a momentum on your side. So it's really crucial that we start the competition well.
Thank you very much, Mav. All the best.
Thank you.
Moisha Saab, if you can start asking the questions, and then I'll pass it on to others.
Okay. Hi, Fof. My question is a bit related to this one. What do you think are the strong points of Gladiators going into the remaining PSL matches? Because, you know, they are a bit behind to the other franchise teams on the table. And my second question is about the coming T20 World Cup. Which team do you think is favorite, or if you could name a few teams that can pose challenge to others in the coming T20 World Cup? Thank you.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, the first question, I think certainly what we, in the first half of the tournament, what I felt, we either batted really well or we bowled really well. So it was only the last game where we could put it together and put a complete performance. I thought the way that our spinners bowled together was something that really excited me, and probably was missing in the first couple of matches, just that firepower through the middle with wrist spinners. I think that's a real weapon in T20 cricket. Obviously, we haven't got one. Quite not available for this half of the tournament, but there's some other spinners in the team that we can maximize to get the best of. So I think really it's trying to use that to your advantage. None of the teams has played in Abu Dhabi, so it's not conditions that the teams would know very well. So it's important for, you know, guys like myself to share the experience on the ground that we've played here quite a bit at. And then your second part of your question, yeah, it's interesting. At T20 World Cup, you know, obviously the shorter the format, you feel like there's more teams that can have a chance. But over a campaign or a season, you always feel like the most experienced team, I really always back. So if I look at teams that have got real good experience and firepower in their ranks, you have to look at West Indies. The fact that they've brought back all their players, almost given them a directive to try and be the team that is the first team that won it 3 times. So all of those guys that you wouldn't have seen play much cricket for, West Indies, you know, Bravos, Nareens, Russells, those guys, we'll all be back. So it's a hell of a lot of experience that they bring to that T20 side. If you count the amount of T20 caps that is in that side, it's a super experienced side, and they cover all bases. So I would say they would be up there. For me, India, the way their T20 cricket sets up at the moment. They also, they've got a lot of experience, but they've also got a lot of, they cover all the skill in their departments. They've got a good wrist spinner. They've got some good fast bowlers. They've got really good death bowlers. And then a very explosive batting lineup. So I would say probably right now, the two favorites for me would be those two. England, a very successful one-day unit. There's also a very strong team, but I'd probably say those two teams would be my favorites right now.
Faizan, over to you if you have any questions.
Thank you, Nabil. Faf, a couple of questions. Firstly, I would like to know your experience being in quarantine and bubble and bubble after bubble. Do you think it has taken a toll on your mental health, or it is going to take a toll on others' mental health? And the second question, you spoke about T20 World Cup, but I want to know your thoughts on ICC's recent decision to increase number of teams in World Cup events. How do you see this decision?
Yeah, I think it's all new times for us, dealing with COVID and dealing with bubble life. So I think it's really important that you start from a place of being grateful that you have the opportunity to play cricket. I think that's the most important thing that you becomes your directive, then everything else can just follow in place after that. Obviously, it comes with challenges. We don't get to see much of the outside life anymore. You spend most of your time in your room. You're very limited in what you can do. Myself personally, I've done quite a few bubbles in a row the last year and a half. And I think it's really important that you put some sort of plan in place for yourself to try and make sure that you stay mentally healthy. I think if you don't have a plan in place, it can get a challenge. It can get tough. So for me, it's really to try and make sure that I bring as much of the stuff that I'm used to at home with me so that I can set up my room as close to I can as what it would feel like at home. So at least you don't feel like you boxed into a room all the time. And then it's obviously really important that through the management of your team that they try and allow you to get as much outside of your room as possible. I also think that's really important, you know, whether it's, when in Abu Dhabi now, it's going to the pool or going to the gym or going to the beach. Stuff like that is really important for mental health. I think it's just about putting plans in place. So, yeah, I try and share as much as I can with guys who experience this firsthand. Traveling with partners is tough. I've experienced that. You know, going to the IPL, taking my family and two kids with me, doing quarantine for 7 days in a room with two kids, it's much harder than facing the world's quickest bowler with a new ball. So that was a challenge for me to work through. And then the second part of your question about obviously expanding the World Cup, the amount of teams. I think it's great for the game of cricket. I think what's happening in the world of sport now is the more people that are into the game, the better. You know, whether it's the smaller nations, you can see the female game is also growing. It's just good for the sport that there's more kids interested in playing. And now we've, I suppose, the ICC have expanded that to smaller countries feeling like they can be professional cricketers as well at the top of their game. You know, someone in a small country can do well in a World Cup and then, you know, move into tournaments like the PSL and the IPL, which obviously sets them up from a professional point of view.
Sadiq, you wanted to ask something from Faf. Please go ahead.
Yeah, many thanks, Nabil. Hi, Faf.
Hi, Saj.
Faf, two questions really, and they're slightly linked. The first one is to do with Azam Khan and Quetta Gladiators, teammate of yours. He's recently been picked for the Pakistan squad. In terms of fitness, I mean, you're somebody who's obviously been in great shape throughout his career. What has he got to work on? And do you think fitness is overrated, or what the selectors at the moment are saying is that there has to be a balance between skills and fitness? What are your thoughts on that? And the second point of the question is, you're playing alongside a number of young Pakistani cricketers like Naseem Shah, Mohammad Hasnain, Azam Khan in Quetta Gladiators. What advice do you offer them for their future?
Yeah, I think your first question, when it comes to fitness, every guy, how I see it, has got the responsibility just to try and improve every day. So that looks different for every single person. You know, for me, at an older age where I am right now, I don't stop thinking about how can I improve myself as a cricketer. How can I improve my fitness? How can I improve my body? How can I improve my mind? So I think the difference between guys who do it for a very short period of time and guys who do it for a longer period of time is just improving. You know, I think it's just small gains all the time, right through your career. And I think that mindset is what makes better players stay at the top, especially of international cricket, for longer. So for someone like him, no, it's not. He doesn't have to look like me to be successful. It will just be small improvements every day. You know, it might be something small. Right now, it might be something like fielding that he could focus on. Right now, I can just improve my fielding, getting quicker to the ball, as long as my hands are good, as long as I'm taking all the catches, and gradually putting in the work just to become a better version of himself or myself, of someone. So I think it's unfair to compare different people to different, you know, comparing him and me is two different players. He's a guy that will always come in and be a power hitter and hit the ball a long way. Obviously, in terms of what he needs to work on would be, okay, how can I make sure that I'm still fit enough to run between the wickets, that I can get twos and threes for longer periods of time. When it gets hot out there, how am I going to make sure that I'm fit enough to not to get tired at 20 or 30, but to stay at the crease until I get to 70 or 80 or 90. So it looks different for every single guy. I certainly am not a believer that every guy has to have a six pack in order to be a successful cricketer. I think you work with what you have. You know, you look at greats in the game before, there's been guys long before me and even after me and him that will all look differently, but they will have the skill sets to perform at international cricket. So, yeah, it's just about small improvements every day. That was your first question. And the second question was about the youngsters. Yeah, it's in every team that I play with, for me, it's really important to share as much as I can. It's really something that I value as a player and as a leader when I was captain, is to try and connect with people as best as I can, but also share my experience of what I've gone through in my career as best as possible. You know, whether it's conversations on how to deal with success or failure or form or technique or all of the different elements. As soon as I see a guy starting to ask questions, then I really, I really value sharing as much as I can.
Abubakar, can you just wait for a minute before I ask Mohammad Muzammil? He wanted to ask a question, then I'll throw it over to you. Muzammil, please go ahead.
Thank you so much, Nabil bhai. You have played cricket leagues around the world, IPL or be it CPL. You have been a part of PSL now. So what do you think makes PSL apart from those leagues? Is it fast bowling or young talent? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I've answered this question a few times. It's obviously a question that gets asked to people that has played around the world quite a bit. And my answer has been very straightforward and easy. The difference that I see in the PSL compared to the other leagues is the amount of fast bowlers that is there. Certainly the first time I came over, I was blown away that there was three guys in every team that could bowl quick. So fast bowling really is obviously a part of the culture of Pakistan's cricket in terms of, you know, I suppose you grow up on flat wickets where you need some pace in order to get wickets. And that for me is a standout. You know, when you go to the CPL, the wickets there are slow and low. So there, it's the what stands out there is the amount of batsmen that just hit sixes. And they just, every guy just gets low, you know, a power batting lineup that just hits sixes all the time. PSL is, there's some young talent in batting, but definitely the standout is the fast bowling. And then when you go to India and places like that, it's obviously batting, the depth in batting, but also spin. I feel that there's a lot of different spin varieties. You know, when you go into the nets there and you face the net bowlers, there's a 16, 17-year-old kid that's bowling all the deliveries. And you go, this guy can, he's good enough to play in an IPL match tomorrow. So I think it's great for players like myself to go through all the different places to see the strength of each country. And then you almost compare your own country and you go, South Africa, where does South Africa sit in this cycle of the world? And I think the most obvious thing is that the domestic T20 competitions, the stronger they are, the better it is for local domestic cricket. So certainly the PSL would be in the long run for cricket in Pakistan would be hugely beneficial because you're getting opportunities to play with guys like Chris Gayle and Andre Russell and whoever, you know, guys like myself. You know, there's so much experience that you can gain from.
Abu Bakr, your turn, and then I'll go ahead with Arsalan and Ubaid on. They have the questions. Abu Bakr, your turn.
I have my question is about captain of Quetta Gladiator. How did you find Sarfraz Ahmed as a captain?
First of all, I like the color of your shirt. It says that we're on the same page.
I
mean, it's I've played against him for almost 10 years in international cricket. So I've always wondered, like, you know, how does, as I said before, every captain has got a different way of getting the best out of their players. And from the outside, looking back then, I always thought that he was screaming at his players as playing against him in international cricket. But playing with him, you almost see a different side, and you get to see the perspective change where you go, that's his way to keep the players at the top of their game, to make decisions that is, you know, whether it's bowling the right to the right plans. He's just on it the whole time with showing his emotion. And I think that's what you ask of any leader, is you just ask him to be his authentic self. You don't even want him to be someone else. So when I captain, I'm not going to try and captain like him. When he captains, he's not going to try and captain like me. I think it's really important that you have your own style. And as long as your style is to try and get the best out of your players and your team, then that's good. And obviously, he has got the best out of players in Pakistan because he was captain for so long. And also, they won the Champions Trophy. So he must be doing something right to get the best out of his players. But I enjoy playing under different captains. I think it's really good to see the different perspectives, you know, whether it's Dhoni or Graham Smith or Sarfraz or Stephen Smith or whatever. It's just about seeing what makes them tick as a captain and how do they try and get the best out of their players.
Last four questions, Arsalan, Ubaid, and after them, it would be Basif Jabbar and Arsal. So Arsalan, your turn, and then it will be Ubaid.
Hi, Feb. First of all, welcome again. Yes, sir. Secondly, you played last year with Peshawar Zamino. You are playing from Quetta Gladiator. So, would you like to continue with Quetta Gladiator, or either you want to change franchise? Secondly, it may be your last World Cup with South Africa. So, what would be your targets in World T20?
Yeah, I mean, it's just obviously for me right now where I'm in my career, it's important. That's why I felt it was the right time to retire from Test cricket and take a break from one-day cricket is because there's two T20 World Cups in a row in 2021 and 2022. So I felt for me right now to maximize myself would be to get myself to be available as much around the world to play T20 cricket. So it was always a challenge. I always wanted to come and play in the PSL, you know, for a full season, but with the tour programs in international cricket, it wasn't possible. So, I mean, I think I did two games for Zomi 2 years ago. And then obviously three games in the beginning of the season. So it's just about that consistency of playing, you know, with the team. And obviously this year I've got that with this side. So it's just great to be a part of it. It's a big franchise. I remember asking Shane Watson, who's a good friend of mine and a guy that I played a lot of cricket with at Chennai, about this franchise. And he only had good things to say about the Gladiators. So very easy decision for me to say, okay, I'm very interested to come and play. Yeah. So yes, of course. I would like to stay here and I would like to make sure that I can get the team, first of all, to semi-finals and then some silverware, because that's why you want to play the game. And the same thing with the World Cup. As I said, I'm very driven at the point of my career that I am right now. I think a lot of players, when they've played a lot of international cricket, they almost want to take a step down or step back to just enjoy the last few years in terms of just playing a little bit of cricket here and there. But for me, it is a little bit different. I want to push myself as much as I can, as long as I can. So I've got a 3-year goal that I still want to play at least for 3 years. I feel I'm physically in great condition. I almost feel like I'm fitter than I've ever been before. So it's just a drive for me to keep going. And I, from a performance point of view, I want to perform for T20 teams that I play for, but also when there's an opportunity to play for South Africa to do the same.
Ubaid bhai, your turn, please.
Hi, Faf. I'm Ubaid Awan. My question is regarding recently we saw so many players prefer T20 leagues over international cricket. And you were among five cricketers who left series against Pakistan and they went to play IPL. So do you think in future this will hurt international cricket? So many ex-cricketers says this will hurt international cricket if recent players prefer T20 leagues over international cricket. Thank you.
Yeah, good question. I think it's a threat for the international game. The power of the leagues that are growing year by year. And obviously there's only, you know, in the beginning there was maybe two leagues around the world where now it's becoming 4, 5, 6, 7 leagues and the leagues are just getting stronger. So I think I think it's important that moving forward that you try and see it's how best possible you can coexist with both. Because I think if it becomes a choice moving forward into the future, then it can be a real threat for the international game. So I don't know that will be possible. I mean, obviously that creates a huge challenge. Maybe in 10 years' time, you know, cricket will almost be like soccer, where you have your world events and in between you just have these leagues around the world where teams go and play. So, you know, if I take someone like myself, you go and play in 2 or 3 leagues or 4 leagues around the world, but there's a block every year where there's a world event. So maybe something like that is where the game is going. Obviously, I'm not I can't predict the future, so I can't say that. But it, I think it is, you know, there's more and more players. West Indies was probably the first team that started doing it with all of their guys moving away from the international team to the T20, the domestic circuit. So the West Indian team lost a lot of their key players. South Africa, it's starting to happen with South Africa. If you can see over the last year or so, Imran Tahir, Chris Morris, myself, even AB to De Villiers to a degree, is it's moving that way. So I think it's important that there needs to be a way somehow where you can try and work with both. Otherwise, I think the strength of how the tournaments are growing is insanely quick at the moment. So it is right now potentially a danger for international cricket.
Last two questions. Basil Jabbar, you go first and then Mohammad Zafa will ask the last question.
Yeah, greetings, Faf. Basil Jabbar from cricketside.pk. Now, Faf, it's been a tough tournament for Quetta Gladiators so far, and you have spent some time with the side. Do you recognize anything that Quetta is lacking in? That's why they have struggled to win many matches?
Yeah, as I said before, it was just a case of putting it together. We either bowled really well or we batted really well. It was never a complete performance, apart from the last, especially the last game or maybe the last two games where we started doing a little bit better. Also think the, you know, the balance we had in that last game, as I said, was a really, really good balance. The two leg spinners through the middle really excited me. And then from a fast bowling perspective as well, you know, we've got some good fast bowlers. It's just about getting wickets in T20 cricket. So, yeah, it's, I don't know what our team would look like right now, to be honest with you. I've just come out of quarantine and last night was my first practice. So, and I also know that not everyone is out of quarantine yet. So I'm not sure what our combinations will be. But in T20 cricket, it's wicket takers that wins you the match with the ball. And then with a bat, you need guys to get that 75 plus as a batting unit. So Safras was incredible with a bat. And he needed one more guy just to play some key innings with him. So hopefully, you know, guys like myself can step in and do that job in the remainder of the tournament.
Last question from Muzaffar and then we'll wrap it up.
Hello, Faf. This is Muzaffar. Faf, it is possible that the remaining the World Cup, T20 World Cup, will might held in UAE. So will it help? Will it be helpful for you to play PSL and then IPL over here, so you can get a rhythm and get to know about the conditions of UAE? Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I read somewhere that it's looking very possible that it's going to happen. So yeah, I think it works in a few ways in our not our favor, but it helps us obviously. Conditions in Dubai or the UAE, you know, you're looking at Dubai and Abu Dhabi and Sharjah. It's possibly more in favor of fast bowling than it would be in India. So South African team, I think, will be better off in conditions like this. When you go to India, obviously the spin challenge is always something that is something that the South African team has to conquer. So when you're playing against teams like Pakistan or India or Sri Lanka or Bangladesh, even Afghanistan, with all the spinners, it can be a red flag or a challenge. So that's obviously a positive if that happens. And then, yes, as I said, I've been lucky enough to have played a little bit of cricket in the UAE. So the fact that there's five more games here for me to really maximize the conditions and gain experience and to share that with the national side would be only beneficial.
Thank you so much, Faf, for comprehensively answering all the questions. And once again, an extended period in terms of virtual press conference for you as well. So it's not just the quarantine. the conferences are going. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining. Take care.
Look after the media. Welcome. Great to have you here, Shimran, and your first ever HBL PSL, and we are delighted to have you here. Just wanted to ask about your feelings about being a part of the Pakistan Super League for the first time, and what exactly you look forward to achieve for Multan, who have struggled a bit, struggled a bit in Karachi, but I'm sure you want to bounce back with your team and, of course, make a meaningful contribution yourself.
Yeah, well, I'm actually ecstatic to be here, to be honest. It was a surprise to me that I actually got picked, to be honest, because I was basically sleeping. And when I got up, I got the message and I saw posts and stuff about it. So, as I said, I'm ecstatic about being here.
Thank you so much. Fantastic. Over to you, Ahmed. Can we have questions, please? Maybe whoever wants to ask a question, can they please either message in the chat or raise their hand? Bilal Akil Ahmed, if you can ask Bilal to ask the questions and then Saj. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ahmed Bhai. Hello, Hetman, how are you? First of all, I would like to ask you that the playing conditions are really different in UAE. So what's your preparation in Multan Sultan, because Multan Sultan played really amazing in the last season?
Well, so far I haven't really done anything. I only got out of quarantine last night, so I don't really get the chance to really head to the ground or anything, but we have a practice session later this evening, so I'm really planning on heading out and enjoying it, one, but trying to make the best of it as well, because it's from what I've seen and heard, it's really been an up and down season for us this year. So I'm just trying to see how much I could change that.
Saj, your turn, please. You can ask the question.
Yeah, thank you, Shimran. The matches are being played in the UAE, and the T20 World Cup will possibly be played there as well. How important is this tournament for your preparation? And on top of that, West Indies are being regarded by many, including Faf du Plessis earlier today, amongst the favourites for the T20 World Cup. Does that increase the pressure, or is that a good feeling? Thank you.
It's a little bit of both, to be honest. For us, we really enjoy playing T20 cricketers from the Caribbean. We prefer to hit boundaries rather than running. And it's been seen around the world, to be honest. And as it is for my preparation, I'll do as much as I can to help with it, because we have a series back home to play just after. And I'm going to try to do my best in terms of where I'm at, in terms of how I'm hitting the ball and stuff, because I've been here last year, because IPL played here last year, so it was actually pretty good for batting and bowling to an extent as well. So it's nice both sides, for fast bowlers and for batsmen as well, because the ball comes on to the batters as nicely as you would like. So it's really a nice challenge to look forward to.
Thank you.
Mohammed Muzammil, over to you.
Hitman, hello, this is Muzammil, and welcome to PSL from my side. I just want to ask that as you are, you will be playing PSL for the very first time. What have you heard about PSL, especially in Pakistan, and the competition level here in this league?
I've basically only heard good things, to be honest. I think a few years back I wanted to be a part of it, but I think I had international duties at the time, really, so I didn't get the chance to. And I really had wanted to, as I said, I really had wanted to be a part of it earlier, but I'm happy to be here for the remaining games, really. And I honestly heard a lot from my friends about it, because Rutherford, he plays, and Paul, he played here last year as well too. So from them, I've only heard good things. So I'm just looking forward to great things. And even so far, it's been, although I'm just in quarantine, I was in quarantine for most of it so far, it's been good so far. it's never good being in quarantine, but I've really enjoyed being here. I actually spoke to some of the guys and so on already. So far it's been good.
Okay. Basif Jabbar from Kickset.
Greetings, Shimran. Basif Jabbar from Kickset.pk here. Shimran, there have been a lot of stars in PSL. So in particular, are you excited to play along with someone or play against someone in PSL? I mean, I know West Indians are excited to hit sixes, but you're excited to play along someone?
I haven't really checked my teams yet, to be honest. So I'm really excited to go out to see who's who, really, like to put like the names, the faces now. So far I've seen three guys. I've played with Tanvir before and Tahir, and I saw Rizwan earlier. So looking at him on TV and stuff, he looks like a very good player and stuff. So that's one of the persons I'm really looking forward to playing with. And against, really, it's most of the Caribbean guys that I would have known from before that I'm really looking to play against. So and I'm just waiting to see the other guys, and as I said, just waiting to put faces to names, really.
Okay, Arslan Javed, you're next. Please ask your question.
Shimran, welcome in PSL. And my question is, what do you think it's really helpful for you playing PSL before hosting Pakistan in West Indies? So, because Pakistan is a really dangerous side from bowling point of view, so it's better to prepare for the home series against Pakistan?
Yeah, and that will help as well, to being a part of PSL and seeing the guys playing against them, seeing them bowl live and playing against them in the nets and stuff. That will really help in terms of knowing which bowler does and so on. So when I get the chance to play against them playing for the West Indies, I'll have like an idea to see like who does what and so on, and how fast they bowl and stuff like that. So we'll be much more prepared.
Okay. Usman Khan from Hum News, you're next.
Hello, Shamron. Welcome to PSL. My question is, how do you differentiate Pakistan Super League with other global T20 leagues? And where did you get those hitting powers you have?
I really don't differentiate it, to be honest. I try to play each game like a cricket match as it is, really. Try to really take as it's much easier now that without the crowds and so on, it's much, much easier now to see you take the crowd out of it and just play and enjoy it. So now playing in a different league, because before this I've only played in two other leagues, and playing in those, it was good, because most of them I had people that I would have played international cricket against or with, and then I had some of my very good friends that I've played with as well. So it really this really helps me to like broaden my horizon in a seeing that I would get to meet new people, make new friends and so on, and see how it plays and stuff. And with the power hitting, I have no idea, to be honest. It just came really from I guess just practicing, really, from just me watching some of the best hitters in the game practice and picking their brains and stuff in a way, finding out how they go about doing their stuff and so on, and then trying to implement that into my own game.
Ijaz Wasim Berghi, please ask a question.
Imad, मैं ये सवाल करना चाह रहा था कि पाकिस्तान सुपर लीग फास्ट बॉलर्स के लिए एक ऐसी लीग है जो कि पूरी दुनिया में फेमस है, तो क्या हिटमायर को इसने अट्रैक्ट किया फास्ट बॉलिंग अटैक ने?
Ahmed, you want me to ask this question on his behalf?
Yeah, please. Go on.
Okay. Shimran, I'm not sure you were able to gather much of the Urdu there, but he wants to find out.
I heard Pakistan and fast bowlers. That's the only two things I understood.
Brilliant. That's what he wants to know about, Pakistan and fast bowlers. And are you looking forward to maybe playing some fast bowlers? Have you heard about the fast bowling quality of the PSL?
Yeah, I've heard and seen, actually. And it's really going to be a nice challenge for me, like to take back to the Caribbean, having to play Pakistan later on in the year, you know. So as it is, I'm really looking forward to it. More anxious and excited than anything else, really, to go out and see how it is and feel how the PSL, the feeling around the PSL, really, and trying to enjoy whatever's left of the PSL this year. Hopefully next year I get to catch it from the beginning, so I'll get a longer stint and have more fun.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll have one more request from Huzaifa Khan, and then we'll wrap it up. Huzaifa, please shoot your question.
Okay. Hello, Shimran. Shimran, Caribbean have always been famous for their on-field activities, like they dance, they do some activities on the field always that admire so many fans. So have you got any dance move or something special for the fans of PSL and the PSL 6?
Sorry, but I'm not really that much of a dancer like some of the other guys. But I just try to see as much as possible how I could keep the crowd interested. That's why I try to hit some more boundaries than anything else, because I'm not really much of a dancer or a flasher or anything like the other guys. The most I would have done is probably did my hair, but that's probably about it.
Go easy on the cutter, please, Shimran. You're a bit worried. You're right.
I think we'll wrap it up. Thank you so much, Hitmai, for being with us. And it's a pleasure to be here. And we'll see you hitting some sixes in the PSL 6.
Yeah, cheers.
Thank you. Thanks.